Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Annual Parade of Homes this weekend. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. The annual fundraiser for the Powder River Symphony, the Parade of Homes, is this Sunday, December 3rd, from noon to 5 p.m. The event lets participants tour five different homes across Gillette to view their Christmas displays. Homes may be visited anytime during the 5 hours and in any order. There is a fundraiser reception that happens at City Brew, 2711 South Douglas Highway, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. You can buy your tickets at that time. Tickets are $25 and can also be purchased at City Brew and Ida Sneed State Farm Insurance, 201 East 3rd Street. You must have your ticket present to view each home. All visitors are asked to remove their shoes at the home store steps. Lummis demands answers about President Biden's use of federal resources to influence elections. U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis joined U.S. Senator Bill Hagerty of Tennessee and 21 other Republican colleagues in sending a letter to President Joe Biden, raising concerns and requesting transparency regarding an executive order which instructed federal agencies to engage in voter mobilization and submit to the White House a plan for doing so, according to the press release from Senator Lummis's office. The Biden administration use of Wyoming tax dollars to mobilize voters is a potential violation of the Anti-Deficiency Act, which prohibits federal agencies from using funds without congressional authorization, as well as an act of potentially unlawful electioneering. Lummis said, using federal agencies to influence elections is flagrantly illegal, and the people of Wyoming deserve answers about how their tax dollars are being used. I am concerned the Biden administration is weaponizing the government to its benefit. What the people of Wyoming need to restore their trust in our election are answers, and I will continue to work with my colleagues to ensure they get the transparency from the administration that they deserve. In order to determine the voter mobilization and electioneering activities to which the Biden administration has devoted taxpayer resources, the letter has requested the Biden administration provide the people of Wyoming the following information: copies of all federal agency strategic plans required under the order and a list of which agencies have not yet submitted a strategic plan. The strategic plan required by the General Services Administration under the order, and the recommendations provided by the Office of Personnel Management and all procedures established by the Attorney General under the order. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.